There's institutional market manipulation against XRP right now as we speak. That is with the biggest asset management firm in the whole entire world. The CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, said something about XRP. Also, the U.S. Commerce Department just published quarter two data, and it looks like they are purposely not speaking on XRP for specific reasons. So let's jump into it. This is institutional market manipulation here. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink says, I can't talk about XRP. And just a couple of years ago, he was actually very against Bitcoin. And now his firm, BlackRock, the biggest asset management firm in the whole entire world, is buying Bitcoin and Ethereum daily, but still are silent on the third biggest coin right now. It really makes you think, what is actually going on here? Why can't he talk on XRP? Because that is just a weird answer. A lot of questions on that with Larry Fink. I'm sure we'll know about it in the future, but this one is big right here. This was today. The U.S. Commerce Department just published quarter two GDP data on chain across Bitcoin. Also, many other coins like Ethereum, Solana, Tron, Stellar, Avalanche, Arbitrum, Polygon, and Optimism distributed via PIF and Chainlink. Now, why not XRP? Because Bitcoin is not American-made. Ethereum's not American-made. But that makes XRP the number one biggest United States-made coin, and it's not mentioned. Why exclude the best performing US-made crypto and market cap over the past year? I don't know. I think something fishy is going on. You guys let me know in the comments what you guys think about this. I think they just don't want the public to be buying XRP because they plan to. That's just my personal opinion. But yeah, you guys let me know in the comments. Make sure you guys are following and turning on post notifications to stay updated every single day on the crypto news.